I think a big thing with the growth of the internet and technology and the accessibility of information today allows people who aren't necessarily in seats of traditional power, like the President of the United States or big countries, to go against traditionally bigger powers. So, I mean, individuals now with WikiLeaks or, you know, ISIS using social media as a tool for influencing opinion, they're able to really do a lot against bigger states that have traditionally held a monopoly on power. So I think with the democratization of technology comes more of a democratization of power in some ways, especially when it relates to public opinion and the use of social media to get things moving.
Absolutely. There's a book by Bill Nye called The End of Power, and it kind of describes how governments are no longer the only ones with power because it's being dispersed throughout, you know, every level in the world, from Anonymous to tons of other Greenpeace, tons of other non-governmental organizations that now have considerable clout, and they don't necessarily need money. They just need a good social media worker who can... Exactly, an iPhone. So something as cheap as an iPhone can influence millions of, or hundreds of millions of people throughout the world.